I can't think of anything.
Hey, Mike, I got something for you.
All right.
Obviously, you got to do some video editing on this, but fucking Rock the Maiden, man.
No, we're not. No, we have the same intro every time. We're not doing Maiden just for you. But do I love Maiden? It's the same intro, and it goes a little something like this. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for July 2nd, 2010. This is Mike Minotti, and I'm joined by my good friend and current partner in crime, Fixer, a.k.a. Kevin Miller.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
You're not Kevin Miller, a.k.a. Fixer.
That's right. I noticed a change.
You're the Fixer first.
I better go get my Social Security card number changed.
That's right. So, yeah, AJ's off in Canada doing his thing there. He's going to be gone for, I think, 3 shows. So, I don't know if I'm going to have you come back, but, you know, you're at least here for this week. I might try to get some other guests on. No offense.
Oh, I am offended.
you kind of look a little offended.
This is going to be the Mike Minotti and Fixer show for the next couple weeks.
No.
I mean the Fixer and Mike Minotti show.
Oh, no. No. Let's get
Fixing
started.
Barrels.
Fixing barrels. Listen, here's the show. We're going to start off with the news. We got MPDs. Are you excited for the sales numbers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I love numbers.
I bet you
I missed
do.
Them at E3 this year.
At E3?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Numbers. Yeah, that used to be a big thing at E3.
Every conference always started out with numbers. They didn't do it this time.
I think, like, there was some conference where one company made fun of that, and then they stopped doing it. What did they do? It was like a shareholder meeting.
Bragging.
Like, there's always, like, graphs and stuff. It was like, oh, my God, kill me. All right, anyways, so we're going to start off with the news. Then we got not the Great American Average Guy Gaming Quiz, but the Fixer Gaming Quiz of Metal.
Awesome.
That's what it's called. It's got nothing really to do with metal, but I guess it is metal. It's metal more as, you know.
Metal Gear?
What? No.
Metal Gear.
All right, listen.
Richard Gear.
Quiet, you. After that, we're doing Let's Go Topical. We got 6 topics. Our week in gaming, and we'll do the new releases after that. So let's get started then with the news.
I'm excited.
I did the news. AJ usually does the news, so I had to do it. But
oh.
I don't know.
Come on, Steve Carell, let's see how your skills are.
He always gets so much news. And I feel like I have like a third of the kind of the news that he would usually get, but I don't know.
I think it was a pretty heavy week. You know, there was a lot of good stuff. So
I think I got enough to talk about.
All right,
exactly. MPDs. Here we go. Hardware-wise, DS in the front with 383.7K units sold.
Which version?
That's kind of a combo of XL, I, and Lite at this point. What?
And the 5 others.
Well, yeah. Well,
I kid.
Well, at this point, it's pretty much just DS Lites. Some of those are still around, I guess.
Yeah, that's
maybe
the one I have.
But then DSi, now the DSi XL. Wii's second with 334.8K, then 360, 194.6K, PS3, 154.5K, and bringing up the rear as usual, PSP, 59.4K. Don't be kind. I feel like we've done enough PSP hating for a while now. I feel like I've made my point on the PSP.
Dude, it's like allergy season. I was just, you know.
Sorry. Oh, you're just my bad. I know your allergies get bad.
Yeah.
Isn't allergy season like in April?
It's whenever the hell the Fixer says it is.
Moving on to software. No, you're done. Moving on to software sales. Red Dead Redemption is the big winner. It was about a combined 1.5 million, but first place was the 360 version, 945,900 sold, followed by the PS3 version, 567,100 sold. Super Mario Galaxy 2 is in third place with 563.9K. Now, I wonder if Mario Galaxy 2 is going to have the staying power of, like, New Super Mario Bros. Wii, which, by the way, is still number 7 best-selling for this month.
It was a good game that grabbed, you know, both the casual and the core.
It was, but, like, Mario Galaxy 1, you know, that also got a lot of great reviews. It didn't sell as well as New Super Mario Bros. Wii or Mario Kart, even. I don't know why, but we'll see.
What, Galaxy 1 or 2?
Galaxy 1. Well, 2 is... Jury's still out, more or less, on 2 long-term.
My defense to that would be that Galaxy is just more of like the core Mario game. Yeah, it has a Mario name on it, but it's not like the easy one that everybody's like, oh yeah, you know, I could sit down and play this with my kids.
You know?
And I can play this, I can bring this to the party. Because, I mean, Mario's traditionally are, like, for the most part, single-player games.
Yeah, it's just something about Super Mario's Wii has that appeal. I don't know if it's... Because it's actually harder than you would think. The DS New Super Mario Bros. Was very easy.
Yes, it was.
Practically a child's game.
I have played the New Super Mario's Brother Wii, and...
it gets hard at the end.
It does. My problem was because I just never was used to that. Because, I mean, like you said, it is a lot different than the DS. My friend and I that we're playing with, we would always knock each other's off the levels. It was like, oh God.
I can't stand it.
I noticed that a bit of a hit or a collision detection type of issue on there.
Anyways, back to the list. After Super Mario Galaxy 2, 3 and 4 are versions of UFC 2010 Undisputed. The 360 followed by the PS3. I thought I was reading that like THQ was unhappy with UFC sales. They seem like pretty good to me. I mean, unless last year's sold a lot better than this, I don't know how much a UFC game's supposed to sell, though. It seems pretty good to me.
Well, I know that they totally revamped it from last year, so maybe they put a shitload of money into it.
I guess it's not that. I don't know if it's that revamped.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't really follow the series that much. I just, from what I have read, that's what they've heard.
Wii Fit Plus with Balance Board, you know, there that is again. Sixth place. Like I said, seventh place, New Super Mario Bros. Wii. Alan Wake has a pretty respectable showing at 8th place. Pokemon Soul Silver version 9 and Skate 3 at 10. So, the big takeaway here is that Red Dead Redemption sold a lot. I'm trying to think if there was some sort of big...
Outlaws to the end, buddy. Outlaws to the end.
I'm trying to think if there's some sort of other big May game that, like, isn't on here that's surprising. I can't really think. What were the big May games besides Red Dead and Mario?
Your Split Second?
Split Second's I think that came out in June.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think Split Second and Blur came out in June.
I thought they were May.
No. Well, yeah. It seems like this is pretty late for these to come out in July, but I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Anyways, maybe E3 delayed the whole proceedings. Moving on. Heavy Rain episodes have been canceled in favor of developing move support for the game, so says David Cage. How do you feel about this? You actually like Heavy Rain. I kind of hate it, so.
Well, just put it this way. I played the regular game. I did like it. I did feel immersed and connected to the characters. But as far as the game went, I was happy and satisfied with what came on the disc. I did not play the DLC. I heard it's...
You didn't get the Taxidermist, which was the one episode that was released?
Yes, I did not get that. And I heard that, it felt kind of mishmashed together. It wasn't exactly, like, solid. It didn't hold up to what the regular game was. I heard, I don't know this because I have not played it, like I said, but I heard that they didn't even get the original voice actress who played Madison Page, which...
Really?
One of the four main characters, and they can't even get her back.
Right, that's interesting.
It kind of lost the immersion on me once I really heard that.
Now, if I want to say, like, that was like a deleted scene. I wonder if these would have been more, like, created from the ground up. But
Could be.
I don't know.
I know he had some crazy stuff planned from what he was talking about, where, you know, it wouldn't be obviously as long as the game, but it'd at least give you a good chunk.
I guess. I mean, I don't understand... Being the Heavy Rain hater I kind of am, I don't understand exactly how many more QTEs you need to go through, but whatever.
Obviously, we can't talk about the story in case nobody's played it, because it's still relatively new. But when you play the game, what more can you need to know? I perfectly understood the whole story.
Right, I mean, I guess if you just, let's say, oh man, I need more about these characters, and, you know, their opening and closing doors and drawers, and...
I know that was your favorite, or your only David Cage game. But I did play the one before Indigo Prophecy.
Indigo Prophecy, also known as Fahrenheit.
Yes, in other regions. Our European friends.
I mean, I've just played the demo for that one. I don't know.
Yeah, this was a total revamping of that and a lot better done. Unfortunately, the problem with Fahrenheit or
Indigo, I sort of got crazy at the end.
Yeah, it did not have enough time for production.
Moving on, since I hate Heavy Rain so much.
Boo. Jason.
I'm surprised that... I don't know. Usually,
Jason. No, okay, go ahead.
Are you quite done?
I'm done.
Maybe it's me. usually I'm okay when people like a game and I don't like it, whatever. I'm kind of surprised that as many people like Heavy Rain as they do. I don't know. And I'm not trying to be I'm not trying to be a jerk about it, whatever. But
I realize that, you know, you're putting up a good point and good fight.
But I just don't know many people who seem to dislike it as much as I do. I wonder what's wrong with me. I don't know why I didn't get out of this game what other people did.
One of the main things that drew me into the game was the technology for that went into it was just amazing. I mean, the voice capturing, or the emotion capturing, I meant to say, and the voice work wasn't bad, especially for the
voice work
for the four main characters.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, right. Madison was okay. Shelby was okay. The detective and the main guy, though,
Jason's
father. I
heard that people
liked
it dead. I was convinced with
him. No, I was not convinced at all.
But
all of his inner monologues. When he was, like, dialoguing with other characters wasn't too bad, but all of his inner monologues sounded stupid to me. So much of that game is the stupid inner monologues.
I agree with you, but at the same time, you also have to give me this. When they were doing the inner monologues, they weren't acting themselves. They were in a sound booth. Whereas every
they're voice actors.
Well, I mean, look what that did for Uncharted 2. Well, the Uncharted series. I mean, that made.
But I don't understand your point. Uncharted's great. Has great voice acting, though.
I know that's what I'm saying, though.
But this series has bad voice acting.
Well, it's bad. The only thing you said you didn't really like was the inner monologue.
Well, that's not the only thing I didn't like.
Well, that was like the main thing you said that you didn't really
sure,
like with the character. But anyways, though, to get back to my point.
Wait, real quick though. The prostitute that follows Shelby around. Come on. She was terrible.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay. But I'm not considering her a major character. I'm considering...
She's at least like she's fifth the, important or sixth
she's the
important.
Biggest sub-character. I'll give you
biggest
that.
Biggest sub-character besides maybe the one detective who hates the one detective.
Yeah.
I'm being very specific here.
Very.
The detective who hates... It's not because I'm trying to avoid spoilers. I just don't... God, I don't know their names. But go ahead, sorry.
But what I was basically trying to say is, besides that, I was just going to say, like, the immersion, but we pretty much covered that. I'm immersed in it. Yeah, I believed in the characters. They sold me on the story.
You can be as immersed as much as you want, you big, stupid head.
Hey, I'm a sissy. I gotta admit.
A sissy, oh my god.
I gotta admit, there was parts in that game where I really felt for the characters.
I hear that, and I just don't...
Did you play it in the dark?
Sure,
and alone.
Yes, I played it. That's only when I played it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll at least give you that then.
I wasn't playing it in like the family room. Everybody running around.
There was parts where I was terrified. You know, that was one of the few games.
There were parts where I was unsettled. I guess just because of the disgusting things that were going on. Yeah. But I mean, that's.
I couldn't wait to get home from work when I had that game. Like, I don't get that too many times.
You said that about Infamous recently too, and I'll disagree with you on that one.
Infamous.
Also.
Yes.
That's not. No. Let's talk about Infamous now.
I'm not, but
let's
I'm just saying, Infamous is one of those games, too, because it was just fun. But this was kind of like one of your favorite books, one of your favorite movies, and unfortunately, you know, someone has to leave, so you know you can't watch it by yourself. You have to wait for that person to come back, so you're just waiting all day until, like, that person comes back to watch that movie with. That's right. What this game felt like to me.
All right, fair enough. Let's move on.
Good.
Something I like that you probably hate. World of Warcraft. Cataclysm.
Zog, zog.
The expansion for World of Warcraft. Closed beta is live. I think they just randomly sent out beta invites to people with active accounts, which sucks because my account has been inactive. I just bought a game card today. I plan to get back into it. I'm pretty excited. Although apparently, like, my guild is like gone all to hell, and a lot of people have left. Hopefully I can get
Mike,
some
once
done.
You left, you're the cornerstone. The cornerstone. There we go. When you left, man. The guild is
no, fun. It really was like a month before I left. Like our leader and our leader's wife / girlfriend left, and that kind of it went downhill from there, I guess. But anyway, so the closed beta for this game—I don't think this game has released it yet—but the closed beta is starting now. I'm gonna assume this fall, right? That sounds about right.
Sure. did they give you any percentage of how far along they are? Besides, obviously, giving you a closed beta.
No, but I mean, closed beta usually means decently far.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really...
Closed betas I've been in, of course I haven't been in any for any MMOs, but whenever I was invited into a closed beta, it was usually out within 3 months.
Right. Yeah, so that's why I'm thinking it. Yeah, you know, this has to be like November. Maybe there is a release date. I don't think there is.
I have not heard anything,
but then again, I'm not
exactly digging for news on World of Warcraft.
It's gotta be either late 2010 or early 2011. Yeah.
I would agree with that.
I think usually they go for December. I think Wrath of the Lich King was delayed a little bit from its, like,
it's not whenever. A bad business strategy. Honestly, no. I would release my game in late October.
Look, they can release their expansion pack whenever the hell they want to. Yeah. It'll do just fine.
Exactly. They can release it tomorrow without telling anybody. The game will sell bazillions.
What's weird is I was hearing, like, there's all the videos now because people are uploading all the jokes and, like, all the sound emotes for the new races. And the one is the goblins. And the goblins have always been in the game, but now they're playable. But the goblins, they always kind of had these sort of high-pitched voices, like, wow, what do you need? Like, kind of, they talk like that.
That is you.
It's me? The goblins are me?
Yes.
I'm a goblin.
Oh, no, it's a video.
That's what my friends do. That's the Mike Minotti voice. Oh, no. Kind of like Waluigi, but like a gentler, kinder, nerdier Waluigi. Okay. But my point is that, like, the goblins now, like the player goblins, they just have New York accents. That's like their big thing.
Let's go to the Bronx.
Right. No, seriously.
That was my worst New York accent.
No, you're not much of an accent guy. I'll give you a pass. I give you credit for trying. I'm not even going to go there. I don't think I've ever tried a New York accent.
I can do an okay British one. It's not great, though. I won't ask you to.
I have a constant British guest. I don't need you doing your British accent.
Ah, cool.
But what was I going to? Oh. But yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is like, instead of like their characters just kind of sounding otherworldly, they kind of like to just give them real world accents, and it's always weird. Like the Draenei just have Russian accents. The trolls are Jamaican.
Yeah, you know, I heard about that one.
Yeah, the trolls Jamaican. At least that had existed before. But yeah, it's weird stuff like that. Okie doke. But like, I like the orcs that just sound gruff. You know, they don't have an accent.
We're complete. That is my Warcraft experience from the old RTSs.
You just played Warcraft 2, probably.
I played Warcraft 1, 2,
you played 1? I don't believe you.
Oh, I did. I did.
I don't believe you. And lies.
Either I was not smart enough, because I was a child when I played it, but from my memory serving, I don't remember being able to drag a box around all the characters, like when you ever have like a group of soldiers.
Right.
But I could be wrong. So
in Warcraft 1?
If I am wrong, and whoever's listening, don't beat up on me. I was like maybe 7 when
that's
I played.
That's okay, Fixer. I'll forgive you.
Good. Yeah. Now I'm going to get hate mail and death threats.
You're not going to get any hate mail. Uh-huh. There's nothing but love on the exploding barrel.
Good, good. You mean fixing barrels.
Fixing barrels podcast. This new segment, I'm getting more of this new segment than I expected to. Next. Release dates for Final Fantasy 11 have been announced. 11. Excuse me. 14.
I'm going to say, wasn't that game out for a very long time?
I don't know how I could possibly get these games mixed up.
You mean those great MMOs that everybody's going to play that is not World of Warcraft?
Yeah. I'm sure I'm sighing a lot, excuse me. I don't know about Final Fantasy 14. Everybody I talked to who played it at E3 did not sound all that impressed with it. I don't know, though.
Is there going to be another 24-hour boss fight?
I hope so. I don't know what they're going to do. I have no idea. Anyways, but the special edition is coming out September 22nd for $75.
I did hear that you do get your money's worth with that thing.
There's a lot of neat things, but the interesting thing is the special edition is coming out a week earlier than the normal version.
Get you a
normal version comes
time.
In, yeah, September 30th.
Way you get 8 full days.
Right. Well, it's not. This actually isn't that strange a practice for MMOs. Usually, it's just like you pre-order the special edition, you get like a code that gets you in early. Mm-hmm. This actually makes more sense to me. You just go buy the special edition, you can get in early.
It is 8 days, right? Or is it just 7?
Whatever. This 22nd to the 30th.
I heard 8, but
that's 8. If my math skills are not failing me, but let's say about a week.
Okay.
$13 monthly subscription fee, so more or less about what you would expect. The PS3 version, though, has been delayed till 2011.
That's surprising. That's kind of especially for how hard they were pushing it.
11,
as a
PS3. 11, when it came out, also was on PC first in America. I think there was a big difference of time between when 11 came out in America and Japan.
Hmm.
I think this is more or less the same. Dang it, I wanted to say something else about Final Fantasy 14 now.
Versus?
Not Versus. Versus will never. We haven't heard about Versus in a very long time.
I heard that they're done with character designs, done with costume designs.
Done with pre-production.
Yeah.
Nice. I remember what I was going to say.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Well, the guy who's making Kingdom Hearts is making that, but he's also making Kingdom Hearts... I don't know. But
That kind of gives me some faith, because, you know, I was kind of worried about it being the Final Fantasy X2.
Well...
But, it's not going to... doesn't sound like you said Kingdom Hearts, so it's probably not going to go that direction, no?
But isn't it weird, though, that Final Fantasy XIV will be coming out here the same year that Final Fantasy XIII came out?
Yeah.
I mean, especially after there was 4 years between 12 and 13.
Well, that goes to show you that, you know, if they put all that talent together, they can bust out seven remake real
right.
quick.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically a completely different studio. This is just the guys who did 11. Yeah. I still am interested to see how this does. I'm assuming not spectacularly well.
Let's put it this way. I don't think it'll be a failure, because it has the Final Fantasy name. Because even number 11 is not a failure.
I bet it'll... Well, 11's not a failure,
I'm not saying
but
it's doing great.
No. If you compare its sales to just, you know, like Final Fantasy 12 or 10 especially.
You're never going to dethrone WoW. Don't even try.
But
outside of WoW, I'm sure it'll do okay.
I wonder if it can even be more popular than 11 was, though.
I can assume so now, just for the fact that how long WoW has been out. Maybe they can attract people to other things, because, you know, I don't know, though. I'm not a Warcraft fan, so this is me making my own theory up. That maybe, you know, people get bored of the game, want to go venture
WoW?
And play something else?
Yeah, it happens, but I'll tell you what, more or less, is people always go back to WoW.
I know, it's kind of like heroin. They get off of it for a while, and then they go right back.
Right. Did you play 11 at all?
No.
I
did do heroin, though.
Shut up, Fixer. We don't endorse drugs here, don't lie.
Okay, I was lying. I'm sorry, viewers.
That's right. Anyways... Listeners. I started 11 like a few times, never got into it. Maybe, I don't know. But 14, that's enough Final Fantasy 14 talk. Next.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we're giving Final Fantasy 14 too much
This is turning into my first podcast with you again, like where it's like 3 hours.
Oh my god, we're not going for 3 hours again. Fable 3 will also be released episodically soon after its October 26th release. I don't get this at all. I don't know why...
You know my prediction for it, I already told you last night.
What's your prediction for it again?
Oh, Peter Molyneux, you know, I heard this, quote-unquote, obviously not, this is, you know, totally out of my ass on this one, but I heard that the Xbox will sexually please you while you play this. Again, overhype, underdeliver.
Okay. Anyways. I know. I think we're done.
Yep.
I think we're done on Fable 3. Going episodic.
I'm sorry, I had to rape Peter Molyneux.
Look, you're done. Next.
Good.
PSN Plus has been released. You have any interest?
You know, in a way, yes. But, like...
What do you get? You get to, like, try...
Infamous. For an hour.
That's weird.
You get a lot of free stuff, too. You get Wipeout.
Yeah, Wipeout HD, which is
for
good.
Free. But that was the big one. There was a couple other free
couple
stuff,
other
too.
Things.
But, you know, like, even... You pay 50 for the full year, and even in month one, they give you enough free stuff, plus the discounted items. If you add up all that money that you saved, it is more, you saved more than you paid for the whole year subscription already.
Well, that's assuming you want to use all that free stuff you get.
You're not obviously going to do it.
I mean, they're
going
to be adding to whatever the free stuff is all the time. Well, but at the same time, they're going to take things away. Like, will Wipeout HD not be free anymore after a while?
You know, the weird thing is, I would probably have to say no, it probably won't be, because as I told you before, I subscribe to Core.
Right. You're a Core subscriber.
That's right. I
think you're the
subscriber.
Only one I know, but hey, good for you.
Oh, thank you. I'll let you know when there's some cool episodes on, which there have been a couple cool ones. But regardless, my subscription starts in September, and, you know, obviously it's going to go through this September, and I don't get the earlier episodes for free. I have to.
You have to go back and buy them?
Yeah. The only one before that I can get for free is the one that they gave us for free.
Okay.
So I'm going to assume that those deals will end. I don't know if they'll end every month on the month, like when the new, the July Plus comes out. That would be my prediction. But that's another thing I'm kind of waiting on, too. You know, I kind of want to check out this a little bit more to see if, you know, if it's worth it. Then I'll give you a good...
All right. Well, that's it for the news. That's all I got. Anything you think about I glossed over? Well, no. Let's go ahead and say no, because I know there's some things you want to talk about.
Yeah.
We're getting to that. All right. Quiz time. Fixer Gaming Quiz of Metal.
Should I look away?
No. I've whited them out.
Okay. I didn't see that.
I've whited the answers out.
So I saw the top part. I didn't want to cheat.
First question. The original Twisted Metal was released in what year? Oh, these questions are kind of about metal. Get that. What'd you say?
1995.
Oh, okay. Good. You got that. Good job. Question two. Singletrack, who developed the first two Twisted Metals, also developed what other popular PlayStation series?
War of God.
PlayStation 1 series. I'll help you.
Oh, okay. PlayStation 1.
I don't think...
Because I know that they pretty much formed together to become...
Well, I think Jaffe joined the Santa Monica studio and probably brought a lot of his people on board.
Yeah, I thought that that's what you meant.
It's not the same. That wasn't the same studio.
Okay, so you mean literally that studio.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean literally single track for PlayStation 1. So this is like, you know, that era.
Can you give me a hint of when the series came out?
Yeah, it was around... It was around, like, 95. I'll give you this hint. It was a racing series.
Racing series?
Yeah.
That it wouldn't be Ridge Racer, because
that
was
Namco.
That would
be
Namco. Yeah.
So, definitely not Ridge
Wasn't
Racer.
Wasn't Motor 2 Grand Prix, because that was Polyphony Digital.
This doesn't have to be cars, you know.
Doesn't have to be cars. Huh. You know what? I'm drawing a blank here on this one.
Jet Moto.
Jet Moto, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I love Jet Moto.
I did not know that they did that.
We need more Jet Moto.
Yeah, that would be cool to see a remake.
Anyways, you failed that question.
I did. That wasn't metal, though.
It was kind of metal. Next question. It wasn't metal. What does that mean? Next. A more family-friendly version of Twisted Metal, where players controlled remote control cars, was released for the original PlayStation after Twisted Metal Black's release. What was it called?
I kind of remember this one.
What I forgot it? About this until I saw it on
Was it just
Wikipedia.
Twisted Metal RC Racer? RC Car?
No, incorrect. Oh. It was Twisted Metal Small Brawl.
Small Brawl, that's it.
I completely
remember the WWE game that your brother got you?
Crash? What was it called? Crash Hour? Crush Hour.
That was Chris Benoit, and I suicided all of you.
Yes, AJ got that for me like years after it came out. It was like a super bargain game. It was like $5.
I don't even think you even paid
I played
that.
It once. It was ridiculous, terrible.
Oh, yeah.
The concept was great. Vince McMahon bought like his own network. He had to fill it with all sorts of programming, so he did like a demolition.
He bought all the TV stations
in
the world.
That's right. He just owned TV.
So they were part-time wrestler, part-time car carnage people. It was great.
Oh, man. Next, what was David Jaffe's first game?
Mickey's... Epic Mickey. No, I'm kidding.
You're on the right track.
It wasn't Castle of Illusion.
No.
Although, I do really, really like that one.
Sure.
Mickey's...
You're done.
Yeah.
Mickey Mania,
okay.
You only got one, man. You gotta pick it up here in these last two. What studio developed Twisted Metal 3 and 4? This is kind of hard, actually.
Yeah, this one is hard. So, I didn't pay attention to these games. I knew that they sucked.
Yeah, I know they sucked.
No offense to the developers, I know they worked.
I will
hard.
Tell you that the studio primarily worked on sports games for the original PlayStation.
Yeah, weren't they like 989 Studios, or the people who made up 989 Studios, 989 Sports rather.
Okay, yeah, it was 989 Studios.
Yeah.
So actually, you got it right.
Ah.
So there you go. That's two. Last question. 989. That's why you know because I wrote this down here.
No.
All right. 989.
I remember. I used to have Triple Play 97.
All right then. 989. See, you love the original PlayStation. I hated that system.
Well, if you were to talk to me about the original PlayStation, the things
I like when you get so thoughtful whenever I bring up the most random subjects. You're like, well, you see, go.
I have it on good authority.
Go ahead. You get so thoughtful. I love it. Go ahead.
I would have to say what really made the PlayStation 1 stand out for me was a couple different series. Metal Gear Solid. Because that was really like the first
game
that brought...
That's the only standout series for me.
That's the only?
What else? Come
okay.
on.
I would
you like the original Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo.
Yes. Want to know how Gran Turismo started?
No, I don't want to know how Gran Turismo...
This is an interesting story.
Go ahead.
Kazunori
Keep
Yamauchi.
It short.
I will. Works for, you know, he worked for Sony. And back then, Sony was such a new startup type of company. You know, not they weren't very expanded yet. They were still kind of new.
Their game division, anyways.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Pretty much all he had out was Motor Tune Grand Prix. But he came up with the idea, because all employees had to write something down, a piece of paper, turn it in, and it was like the idea box. So he wrote down his idea, one sentence: I want to drive my car on my TV. That's the birth of Gran Turismo.
Very nice. Thank you for that story.
Yeah. Taught you some
last history. Question. You got two so far. It's a chance for three. You can get a, whatever. I don't even know what that is. You get three out of five, because this is the bonus question.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
my math's off. Anyways, 989 Studios also developed what MMO?
Oh God, when did this come out? Is this not out yet?
Oh, this came out. I don't think 989 Studios even exists anymore.
Not anymore now.
I think it's like more of a brand.
I thought maybe like a.
If it was.
Maybe you're talking about the agency.
I'll tell you what, it's not.
Sony Online Entertainment.
This isn't a very new MMO, I'll tell you that, at all.
Matrix?
No. EverQuest.
EverQuest?
They were kind of behind
it's
EverQuest.
It's a Sony game.
So, yeah, Sony Online Entertainment.
I didn't know that.
I knew that. I didn't know that 989 helped develop it.
No, I did not either.
That was interesting to me. I did not know that. All right, you did too. Not terrible. AJ got zero his last one, so at least you're better than that guy.
I am better than that guy.
You're a lot better than that guy.
Hey, you're in Canada. So,
you're in Canada.
Yeah, that's right, Canada.
Canada.
So have some Canada bacon.
Canada bacon? Canada.
Because, you know, it's not real bacon. Sorry,
Canadian. I like how that's your big good job pick. You go to the obvious Canadian bacon thing. I like how that's our biggest gripe with them is their fucking bacon.
No, their fucking your bacon's terrible.
Is nothing like our bacon. Like it's like bacon here, you don't mess with that. So like you give us bacon and it's ham and you call it bacon, we're like, fuck
damn,
you, Canada.
Fuck you. You fake country.
What the hell is this? I think that right there was the most vulgar, like 30 seconds of the podcast ever. I don't swear like that around Edge Guy for some reason.
Well, you're with the fix, man.
I just got fixed. Next, let's get on. Let's go talk. What did you even say? Well, he said. I don't think you thought about that before you went into it. He's a Canadian, and
you know,
he's got Canadian bacon.
Well.
Wait,
there is a story behind that. I've been calling it Canada as a joke with Parsons for a while.
Okay.
Just because we both don't... We jokingly don't acknowledge it as an actual country and just as little America, so it became Canada.
That's not nice. We have a lot of fans in Canada. You can't insult them.
I'm sorry, Canadians. I do like your country. I just like making fun of you. It's just fun.
Fixer, you're going to cost me views. You're going to cost me subscribers. You're a liability.
Hey, I went to Toronto and loved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Toronto's... All right. Next.
Toronto. Yes.
We're done. Next. Let's go topical. Got
CN
six
Tower.
Topics here. You wanted me to bring this up specifically.
That's right.
So, here's my thing. Here's my question for you. Or what? Not question. I always call these questions not really questions. They're statements. You have to agree or disagree with them. Roger Ebert was right to admit he was wrong to say that games cannot be art.
Well, I agree that he was right to admit it, but I don't like... I don't agree with the fact that he said that they can't be art. So I'm kind of both on that.
I'm so done with this, by the way. All the... Well, we're so mad at Roger Ebert. Whatever. You know, Roger Ebert... He's kind of a big deal. He's a big deal. Leave him alone.
But the thing about him, though, is your job is to watch and comment on movies.
Right.
Great.
Oh, come on. I write about video games. It's hardly any more prestigious.
You ass.
Hey.
No, but what the thing that really pisses me off is that his expertise is in movies and film.
He said he was wrong to bring video games up to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
He admitted that. I mean, and he wrote it in such a way that, you know, proved how much smarter he is than all of us.
Yeah.
It wasn't smug.
I found it pretty smug.
Well, because he's a good writer. All good writing sounds kind of smug.
Yeah, like he was like saying that it can never be art. I mean, you have to... Before you can make a statement like that, you have to at least give it a chance. Like, I can't go to an art gallery with paintings and different types of sculptures and comment on, yeah, this is art and this is not art. Or I could do that. Why is this art? You know, I can't do that. You know, that's not my motif, so I can't comment on that. Retrospectively, he's not a gamer. He doesn't really have...
He played Myst, he said.
Oh, man.
But, look...
Did you play Super fucking Mario Brothers too?
Look, you know, I said, I don't care. I feel like we're falling into the kind of spaz, angry stereotype that is set for us by getting too angry about this. I feel like we should just let, you know, whatever. Roger Ebert can say what he wants. We don't need to give him, you know, 50... I like, too, when people say, oh, he's trolling. Roger Ebert does not need our views, guys. What exactly would he benefit from? Like, oh, Roger Ebert, your views have gone up this month. So, we're going to finally give you that big promotion you've been waiting for.
So is it going to be like where if he reviews a movie, gamers are not going to go see it because he reviewed
it?
No. That's a rhetorical question.
It shouldn't.
But basically, what I'm going to say to that, my closing comment is, until you give it a chance, you know, don't try making too strong of an opinion on it.
Well, that's what he said. His main point was that he was wrong to bring it up.
But he also said it can never be art. You know,
well, he says that he believes it can never be. He said, should he have said that games can never be art ever? Probably not, but he still thinks that they can't be.
Yeah.
So, what, you know, he has an opinion on it.
I would say at least give a game like Shadow of the Colossus a chance.
See, everybody says that. Everyone's like, well, have him
so
play.
Beautiful.
Okay, Siri, seriously. Do you really think that if Roger Ebert played Shadow of the Colossus, he would be like, oh, fuck, you guys were right. My bad. You think he'll get it?
I don't think he'd be like that.
He won't get it.
I think he would at least be moved. Because you can't. This is one of those games.
As his first game, like, ever since Myst, would he really get it?
Would he understand the whole play mechanics? No. But
not just play mechanics. I just think he doesn't like video games.
I think that that it's not a very hard story to connect with. There's not much dialogue to it.
Do you like rap music?
Do I like rap music? No. I understand.
So is rap music art?
I understand its place.
Its place. See, that's exactly what Roger Ebert would say about video games. Exactly the kind of language you would use about video games.
I cannot comment on it because I'm not a fan. You know, my personal opinion...
I feel like if we were off the cuff here, you would be telling me how much you hated rap right now.
My honest opinion with music, and any music, this could be rap, this could be anything.
Country.
This could be country, too. there is technically no such thing as bad music. My definition...
What about that Justin Bieber?
Well, here...
I'll tell you what,
Let me finish my
Okay,
point.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There's no such thing, technically, as bad music unless there's one condition. Because anybody can make something on a computer. They can go record. Because once you put it on a computer, you can alter and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sound like total garbage, and then you put it through like Pro Tools, and it comes out beautiful, and it sounds like an amazing record. My definition is, can you take that album or whatever piece of music you wrote, and can you play it live? And can you play it well live? And if you can, then you're doing an okay
job. See, art
job.
For you... And I think this is why you disagree with Ebert. It's kind of a showcase of talent, in a way, I think. Whereas he seems to be more concerned about what it makes you think or how you perceive it. And that's just my last word. I think you two just have different definitions.
I think we're going at it from two different directions. And I can agree with you on that. And unfortunately, if he does think that way, I kind of feel bad because, well, I mean, the gap is slowly closing. I'm not saying we're getting close to movies yet. I'm not going that way. But we're starting to head in that direction.
All right. I'm cutting off.
You're done with this?
I'm cutting off all more talk about our game's art.
My opinion is...
It was a good talk.
Can they be? Yes. But they have to be correct.
All right. Good talk. Next. Dragon Quest IX will find an audience in America. Did you see they got Seth Green to do commercials for Dragon Quest IX? Seth Green, you know, the robot chicken guy.
Yes, I know who he is. He's Dr. Evil's freaking son. He's Dr. Evil's freaking son.
But they got him doing commercials. And
he's Chris Griffin.
Chris Griffin, yes. Yeah. He is. He's done quite a bit.
Luke Skywalker.
But they got... Did you know he's developing like some sort of Star Wars cartoon show that's supposed to be like a funny show Yeah, that seemed weird to me. Anyway.
Okay, so Mr. Lucas makes Google pay out the ass to use the word droid on their phones, but yet he lets Seth Green?
Well,
I'm not making fun of Seth Green. I love Seth Green's work.
Actually,
but that surprises me.
Seth Green and George Lucas are actually really good friends. I guess George Lucas was at Seth Green's wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so apparently, like, they get
that
along.
That surprises me.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't taking a stab at Seth Green. I love Seth Green.
Do you ever watch the Robot Chicken Star Wars specials?
Love them. Oh. I prefer the Family Guy ones, but I still like
See,
the
I like, Chicken. No, I like the Robot Chicken ones. I haven't seen the second Family Guy one.
Oh, it's amazing.
Let's go watch it. Do you have it?
I don't have it personally, but...
Let's go find it after this, and we're going to watch it.
Okay.
Anyways. So Dragon Quest IX, huge game in Japan. The
I know
series
it's huge there.
Never caught on here. No. Dragon Quest IX with the... gigantic install base of the DS.
It's the Yakuza of RPGs here.
but with the DS's install base, with some star power behind the marketing campaign, is Dragon Quest IX going to break through and at least be a moderate success for the DS? Let's say, like...
Is it going to be a failure? No.
Is it going to get
the
million,
next Final Fantasy? No.
Million copies sold?
I can give you high hundreds of thousands. That's my guess.
That's probably realistic, honestly.
High hundred thousands.
Yeah, million is going to be tough for this series.
Now, can it over time get a million? Yes. Is it going to get a million within the first few months? No. My opinion.
It's going to be tough. And you know, the commercials, that's kind of funny, is, you know, that Seth Green's in them. Like, the main, like, marketing pushes, you could pick classes.
Look at these amazing Americans that we all know and love. And they played this game.
Mm-hmm. But just beyond, just the messages, Dragon Quest IX, you can have classes. Well, that's not exactly a very new feature for an RPG.
I think, didn't like the original Final Fantasy do that?
Final Fantasy III was my first one date, you're right.
Yeah.
I guess, actually, yeah. I'm thinking just the job system
in
general.
I'm sure that classes came before Final Fantasy, but my gaming knowledge with RPGs is
right.
Final Fantasy.
But, I'd be surprised if this... does well, you know, hopefully, because I have no hate for Dragon Quest.
I wish him luck. You know?
I'll probably get it. I'm probably interested enough to try it.
Is it like Final Fantasy where, like, the numbers don't mean anything? Or is it a continuation?
No, every game is different, I'm pretty sure. So,
okay,
it's like
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it's like that, where it's like, there's similarities. Obviously, they all kind of look the same, because they all have the Dragon Ball Z guy doing the art direction.
I like his art.
Right. Alright, next. Nintendo will never create a new character on the level of Mario, Link, or Samus again. Now, this comes about because there was, like, some sort of conference call or something with Nintendo and Shiggy in general, and Shiggy specifically said we need new characters. But when you think about it...
I think that's a smart decision by him.
He's right. They need new characters, probably.
Yeah, whenever you get an anti-Nintendo, anti-Nintendo, anything, fanboy, hater, whatever you want to call it... That's one of the first things I come to is, here's your other damn Mario game.
Right, they always just complain about sequels. And
yeah, not like you've never done that before.
I think it's a sign that they need a new character just by a lot of people's kind of apathy towards Skyward Sword, which I don't understand, by the way. I still don't get that.
I think it looked great.
I think it looked good, but a lot of people
obviously it wasn't finished. He even said it wasn't new.
No, don't worry about his on-stage presentation. I'm telling you, I played it.
No, I wasn't saying that.
It worked great.
I was saying, I heard one comment like, wow, that was a lackluster amount of enemies. Well, first off, you idiot, you gotta realize...
Wait, see, I don't get... Zelda's not God of War. He's not gonna beat... It's not like...
He's not battling, what was it, 50 enemies
right,
on screen
no,
at once?
I don't even know. I don't even...
1 million
that's
twoops.
Not even a valid criticism for me. What?
1 million twoops.
1 million twoops.
You saw that guy.
Yeah, I saw the Konami press conference.
Unfortunately.
unfortunately, it's right. I could have been doing better things.
Mike, I was watching it live, and then I'm sorry. I had to just cut off. I'm like, you know what? I know Metal Gear is going to be shown off there. I'll
just
showed
the same video that apparently was shown at the 360.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway.
So I'm glad I didn't waste my time.
But Nintendo really hasn't had you know, they've done, like, Pikmin and, you know, Captain Olimar, other characters, but...
Yeah, but they never caught on.
The last one who caught on was, like, Pikachu with Pokemon.
Yeah.
And, like, before that...
Star
Fox, like, Kirby was, like, that generation. But,
yeah.
Like, it's pretty much been Mario
Link. Is it
going to
be... Can they get another successful character? Yeah, definitely. Are they going to catch on like those? No. Because those are so classic.
I guess, but it's like, there's got to be a point where they have to be able to do something. Like, really new... Big IP, original franchise.
Okay, let's put it this way. Samus, you might be able to.
Like on a
Mario,
Samus
that is your
okay,
staple.
I don't necessarily mean like on the same level as Mario, but that upper tier, like a character that.
So if you want to look at pro wrestling, you're talking about like the main guys, you know, like Stone Cold.
Let's
not
go into
not Val Venus.
What I mean is like you can like they will introduce a character next year where in 2020 they'll still be making games on this character. Like it'll catch on like that.
Hmm. Like, you know, that's gonna be tough. Nothing's impossible.
But when you think
that's the great thing.
You think about like
nothing's impossible.
Sony and Microsoft, they've been making new IPs and they always catch on. Nintendo hasn't.
Nintendo doesn't do.
And
that,
you know, besides for like Wii Play, Wii Music,
they can. It's just I don't think they're going to be up to the level of those three core characters, but I think that they can make a popular character if they really put their asses to it.
Okay, moving on. Audio logs are the new exploding barrels. Now. You know what I mean, like
logs.
Wait, is that like Ren Stimpy?
Yes.
It's log. It's log.
It's log.
It's made out of wood. It logs. It's logs. It's not even bad. It's good.
Yeah,
everybody
like,
wants a log.
Today's been like old classic cartoon day for me because there was a girl at work who was leaving, and she got on Facebook today. It was like, I'm at the airport. I'm about to leave, and like I. Uploaded to her real quick the Rocco episode where they're in Paris and
oh
the bus
God.
Driver runs out on the airport. He's like, "Get back on the bus!"
I remember that. That guy was so crazy.
She instantly just like
responded.
That's the last. Like,
that's the last episode of Rocco I saw actually.
Oh, that episode's great.
Anyways, but audio logs like in BioShock, you know, it's kind of like. But seriously, every game now you go around and people like left around recorded messages and you pick them up and you listen to them. Batman didn't. It kind of makes sense in that. But, I mean, the Crackdown 2 demo has them. Apparently, Singularity has them. And, I don't know, I feel like it's becoming a cliche. It's like the next cliche.
I mean, when you don't overdo it, like when there's not too many games doing it, it was a neat way of telling a story. But I see where you're heading at. I didn't never really looked at it like this.
It was kind of neat in BioShock. But it's a lot, it was neat because it was kind of newer there.
Yeah.
Kind of newer. I think they existed long before BioShock.
Yeah, I mean, BioShock was never the first game to do
I think
it, but it was like
Shock
the first
2
game
even
to
had
really
something
do it,
like
cool.
it, right? But I guess the point is when you think about it at the same time as it being cool, it's kind of lazy storytelling. Cuz it's essentially
you go find it yourself. My only problem with audio logs is what if you miss one?
Right. And sometimes you miss an important one. And then they almost become more collectibles than anything. But
it comes to your style of gameplay. You know, do you like the Metal Gear way where you get shown everything? Or do you want to make yourself have more immersion in the story or not?
What I love them in BioShock is, like, you'll go into a room and you'll see, like, just, like, a lady lying on a bed, like, her corpse. And, like, money on the floor. And you wonder what happened. You pick up an audio log in that room and it explains what happened to her and stuff like stuff
that
like that's
way,
cool.
I really liked.
That's cool. But
I didn't
like
it when they hit it in the big dark or the small dark corner off like in the huge gigantic room.
But like
in a huge battle.
Does Crackdown 2 really need audio logs?
No.
Really?
They can do. Cause you're supposed to be like from. I never played the original Crackdown, but from what I got from it from playing the demo over your house was. You're part of some government agency or something like that.
See, that's what Crackdown 1 was very light on story details, and I'm worried about Crackdown 2 getting too much into that.
The point where what I'm getting at though is, if they're so big on technology and government, blah blah blah, why don't they have like portable communication devices that they just tell you everything?
That's a good point. Why does this technology like it makes sense in BioShock, the technology almost seemed too advanced, and everything else, like, why are these people, like, recording on cassettes?
They did it in Infamous as well.
Infamous did have audio logs in it.
But at least in Infamous, it has the main story arc of saying, well, there was a big explosion, and all the power's out, and, you're not really getting telecommunications here.
See, there's always excuses. It's becoming a cliche.
I'm not saying I liked it.
I think we need to become wary of this.
Yeah.
Developers are going to have to start kind of noticing that.
You know what I like? Here's my audio logs that I like. I press select, and I go, Otacon, what's the next thing I got to do?
Yeah, of course you would. Peace Walker really simplified the comm system. You just push select, and it will just like automatically basically call whoever's relevant, and they'll just say like one sentence to you. So it's essentially gone, which is kind of sad. Next. Milo and Kate will be a real game someday. Milo and Kate, you know the member from last year's, like, then Project Natalia.
Yeah.
Now,
From the guy with the Xbox at Steve's
from Peter Molyneux. Right. Yes. was nowhere to be found at this E3. Somebody asked someone about it, and they said, well, that's just a tech demo. And then like someone else was like, oh, no, it'll be a real game someday, maybe.
How can it be a game, though? That's the thing I'm trying to wonder.
I always thought that when they first said, it's it won't be a real game, I was meaning like, yeah, it won't be a real game because it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Think about the kind of things that were going on in that Milo demo. Think about it. You were having an actual, like, a conversation with an AI. Like, a one-on-one perfect conversation with an AI. The AI knew your name.
You could draw
pictures for it and, like, give it to him.
The only thing I can get out of that was that I'm going off the assumption that that was pretty well scripted pretty well.
Right.
And the picture, I think that they programmed in it what she was going to draw. But
I'm saying it was all staged.
What they did was she drew it, and obviously just took the picture and right. Was like, oh, look, you drew a cat.
Did we see anything remotely like that? Like anywhere near that?
We saw a Chinese girl playing with a tiger.
Yeah, we saw Connectimals, which apparently was not as Milo tech was used for that. I still
Give
think
animals they love it.
I still think Milo's complete. Apparently, like celebrities got to see Milo at E3. Whatever.
So they don't give it to the people that it actually mattered to. Wow.
Well, there's a reason. Because I'm telling you, I don't believe in Milo.
I don't either.
I don't believe. I never was really big on this Kinect
project at all. Because I'm still not sold off the fact that it's just a better version of PlayStation Eye.
I get it.
I'm not saying that PlayStation Eye was good. I'm just saying it's the same damn thing. But that I'm not excusing Sony either.
It's a bit more than that.
Sony is also just doing the Wii Remote in HD.
Sure. I mean, let's be fair, it's a bit more than PlayStation Eye.
It is.
Track your
I said it's better than the
system
Eye.
Or whatever the hell it does.
Oh, yeah, it does a fabulous job at that. Did you see that one girl with the exercise thing that was 5'8" one day and 5'6"
yeah,
the very
I heard
next?
About that.
Yeah, that's real good skeletal tracking.
I've heard about it. Yeah, well, we'll all find out about Kinect soon enough. Here's the last one. Singularity will not be able to stand out as a unique shooter. I don't even know. I'm going to say no because I don't even know it. I barely know a thing about Singularity. Yeah. I think it was on the cover of Game Informer once.
It was. Unfortunately, if you're going to release a shooter nowadays, you better make it worth remembering. Because if you don't, it's just going to get lost. And public's not going to obviously remember it too well. It's not going to sell too well because there's only so much more you can really do with that genre.
It's hard because almost every shooter nowadays kind of has a gimmick.
Yeah.
What was Singularity?
My favorite gimmick was Haze.
Shut up.
Haze. You take drugs and listen to Korn.
Yeah.
Like every teenager does in the country.
Anyway.
You become a teenager.
But what's Singularity? Is there time slowing or something?
It's not time slowing.
Is
I heard
time
it's
stopping?
It's time manipulation.
Well, that must be slowing at some degree.
But what I'm talking about is when you shoot a guy with a certain weapon, you vastly alter time where he's standing, so you can make him like Indiana Jones and the Holy Grail one.
Oh, you just oh,
like with a guy like
you shoot him and make him
dust.
Go old.
Yeah, or you make him like
really
like get young. Like too young.
So it's there's the a baby
where
gun
where he just like
turns
disappears.
Into primordial ooze.
Yeah,
like in the Mario Brothers movie when they shoot Koopa with the super scopes.
You know, I remember that seeing that movie. I don't remember it that well.
Okay.
And, rest in peace, Dennis Hopper. You were the best King Koopa ever.
I guess I'm not
wrong at that.
I guess so. All right.
I'm not sold on it, and that's just me. You know, if you're looking forward to it, cool. I hope I have the facts on the right game, because I really don't know much on this game.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was surprised when I was looking at the releases, like, oh, that's coming out this week.
This week?
Yeah, travel between 1950s and present day, battling hordes of creatures in this first-person sci-fi shooter. What do you want? Wait, what are you pointing at? You're trying to
just click it.
Click it, the review. Yeah. It's an 8 on GameSpot.
Yeah, we're cheating.
It's an 8 on GameSpot. Here's the good things. I think we're just reading off of GameSpot now. Here's the good things about the game. Time manipulation powers keep the action interesting. Diverse set of weapons, all of which are fun to shoot.
Weapons
like
that are fun to shoot?
Oh, these weapons are so much fun to shoot.
You know, the first time I played a World War II shooter was called Medal of Honor, and those weapons were fun to shoot.
You know what? Can I just say, saying that a first-person shooter has diverse weapons is like saying that a girl has a great personality. Basically, you're saying that this game is not special.
A girl has a great personality while having a great body, and she's a very nice and attractive female. You know, she's everything. She's a total package.
Yeah, no, this is like saying that they got... No, when you say, you know, oh, she's got a nice personality, usually you're trying to say, what, but she's ugly as sin.
Oh, that's what you get. Okay, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Set-piece battles, boss fights, and puzzles mix up the pace, entertaining,
Well, I'd really hope so. It's kind of like the... Unfortunately, it's, you know, all games have that formula to follow, but it's a well-working formula. That's one of those things of, if it's not broke, don't fix it. No pun there.
And guess... I was pretty much right. The bad visuals are behind the times.
Entertaining multiplayer battles. I'm sorry, Mike.
The bad visuals are behind the times. Scattered glitches. All right. That's enough for Singularity. All right, anyways, okay. So let's go on to our weekend gaming.
I'm sorry for making fun of your article, whoever that was. I know you're just being really nice in the game, so good job on that.
Singularity must have bought some ad space on GameSpot. Oh! Okay, anyways. I wonder if they're going to be reviewing Kane and Lynch 2.
Well, we'll get that review next time.
Anyways, okay.
When's that coming?
Stop playing with the symbol. Must be soon. What are you doing playing with this symbol? We're recording here.
Yeah, just
don't play with musical instruments. Listen, what have you
Iron
played?
Iron Maiden, less than 2 weeks, man. I'm just getting hyped up, okay?
Well, I think it's more than 2 weeks.
No, it's less.
Oh, you're right. Okay, listen, what have you been playing this week?
What have I been playing this week?
Talk about Split Second, because I introduced you to Split Second.
Yeah.
So we played some multiplayer together.
That game, honestly... I was vastly surprised, because I did not think it was going to be anywhere near that good. And I'm not making fun of it. I just didn't think that it was... I just figured it was just going to be a generic racing game.
Sure.
But no, it blew me out of the water.
At first glance, it just kind of looks like a Burnout clone.
Yeah, I mean, but they do everything well, though. I mean, they got the good camera work that makes it feel like you're going fast. And I love the carnage that you can wreck. I love how destructible the environments are.
I love the Bruckheimer music. The whole thing is like a Bruckheimer game. I just love. I love
it's
the sleek
gone in
presentation.
Seconds
it's gone in 60 seconds.
Twisted Metal in a way.
Yeah, like it's like Gone 60 Seconds meets Death Race.
Yeah. Okay, that's a better way.
But
that's a lot better.
No, I'm in love with that game. It's like it's one of the most fun racing games I've ever played.
I play a little bit of multiplayer to Red Dead. I beat the game on single player before I played the multiplayer.
Tell me about the ending. No, don't do that. No, I'm joking. Move on.
Blondie gets the gold and rides away. That's the good and bad and the ugly.
Lol. No,
if I spoiled that movie, that's your own fault. The movie's been out for over 40 years. So go fuck yourself.
Oh, Fixer. tell me.
That's my art for movies.
How did you?
It's better than just a movie. It's film. It's film.
How did you enjoy Red Dead multiplayer?
I loved it. It was fun. Okay. I liked riding up with the posse, and I got together with a friend.
Were you annoyed that you had to start on a crappy mule?
Well, here's the funny part.
What?
I was riding around through town, and then this guy just walked out of nowhere and shot my mule. And I was like, "You dick!" He's like, he started laughing at me. He's like, "Oh, don't worry about it, dude." He's like, "Here, take this horse. This is one of my old horses." So, level one, I had a horse.
There you go.
So,
well, I mean, you don't get
because that guy was cool. Whoever that guy was.
That's good. All right.
I liked it. You know, it's you can do the free roam, which is the entire big map. I haven't played the DLC yet.
Did you do any of the death matches or whatever?
Did was posse versus posse.
It's cool when you do... The cool thing about, the death matches is you start off with, it's like a showdown.
The Mexican standoff.
Standoff. That's pretty cool. Standoff.
Well, they have one of those in Good and Bad and the Ugly.
I know.
Which is film.
I forced you to be my second player in Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah. I helped you get a lot of stars that looked really hard to get.
We're up to 111.
And we have 9 more to go, I think.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That seems fun. You know, I'm kind of convinced to buy that one.
Yeah, you gotta go get it.
I got some important things to do for the Pontiac, aka the collector's item, since it's no longer made.
That's nice. Don't talk about your car.
I got some things to do with that before I get to go off and buy another video game, though.
All right, all right.
So, yeah. I plan on starting your Final Fantasy 13 this weekend.
Yeah, I think I've let you my Final Fantasy 13 since April.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Red Dead came out.
You never beat 12 either. You suck.
I didn't. Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay. But.
Yeah. Okay, 12 is awesome. Yeah. Don't shrug. They can't see you shrugging at me.
Of course they can. All right. Use your imaginations.
All right.
Slash shoulder slug.
I've been playing Peace Walker. Peace Walker was kind of, it was getting dangerously close to mediocre, but it finally got a bit interesting.
I thought you loved it at first.
You know, my first impression was strong, and then it kind of got dull for a little bit, because not much really seemed to be happening. The story wasn't picking up. The boss fights were just really
boring. You don't like doing Outer
Heaven? What?
You don't like slowly building an army for Outer Heaven?
See, that's what the plot of Portable Ops was. I'm like, this is like a remake of Portable Ops' storyline.
But better.
Yeah. But, no, it finally started getting interesting. Like, the first two boss fights, it was just, like, armored vehicle, then tank. And basically, you just, like, had to dispose of the guys walking around it and then wait for, like, the guy to come out of the tank and hit him. It just took a while, and it was boring. I fought, a real boss fight that was actually interesting. Like I said, the plot's picking up. So that game is getting more interesting.
Good.
Did you get your axe t-shirt? No, I did not get my axe t-shirt.
I'm disappointed with you.
I found Hideo Kojima, though.
Did you?
Yeah, you can get him to join your army.
Oh, I knew about it.
Yeah.
How did you get him?
There's a part where you have to like look into vans, and you look into a specific one, and you find him, and then he joins up.
So do you have to kidnap him, like make a move?
No, he just like goes, Mr. Kojima. Then you take him away.
Really?
Yeah. He just shows his face, and at the end, the mission is like, Hideo Kojima has now joined your army or whatever. I'm like, all right.
He's not a good fighter, but he's really good at computer work and stuff.
Yeah, I put him in my research and development team, I think.
Oh, he'll be
great
at that.
Or my intel or something. But,
Hey, I got a meme for you.
What?
Kojima doesn't have to make Metal Gear anymore.
That's been a meme, I think.
Yeah, I know.
We're not going into that. Anyway,
I like his Metal Gears, but I do wish.
Well, he's not doing Rising, right? I mean, he's kind of helping.
He's producer.
What does that even mean, producing?
He gives him money.
Yeah, basically he gives him his name.
Every so often, he'll walk in there and be like, "All right."
Basically, means he doesn't have to make the game, but he can still have final say.
Pretty.
Don't get all Larry David on me.
Pretty good.
Don't get Larry David on me. I got Puzzle Quest 2. I haven't started playing it yet. That's about me. Anything else you wanted to bring up? There's a chance.
No, I think we got it covered, man.
That's good. We'll go on to finish off with the releases. No more downloadable content or downloadable game releases. We canceled that segment last week as the site was getting too boring. All these,
what?
You know, downloadable games like the PSN games.
Oh, okay.
Don't you say what to me like I'm an idiot.
Well, I didn't really understand. I'm not
Shut up.
A normal viewer of the show.
Shut
I'm
up.
Sorry, so...
Yeah, I know you don't actually listen to the show enough.
I read your articles.
I think the one time you listened was the one time you were on.
So?
You're a great friend, Fixer.
I can't listen to our Canadian friends getting mad at me now.
Here's the releases. Singularity, already mentioned, 360, PC, and PS3. APB.
What is this game?
It's All Points Bulletin. It's basically a massive multiplayer game. Like Grand Theft Auto, I don't really understand it. Whatever. Trinity Universe for PS3. I think this is made by the guys who did what's that tactics series?
Shin Megami Tensei.
No, that's RPG. Oh God, Disgaea. It's like those guys. Sniper Ghost Warrior for 360. Yeah, no
sounds
idea.
Classy.
Lego Harry Potter years 1-4. Wii 360, PS3, and PC. 99 Nights 2 for 360.
1 million twoops.
1 million twoops. If you push the triangle and X button, you will be sucked. Death Smiles for 360. I'm not sure if that was Xbox. Is that Xbox Arcade? No, it's a real game. Sin and Punishment, Star Successor for the Wii.
I don't know who I like better. 1 million twoops. Or unenthusiastic Gran Turismo translator guy.
That was last year, wasn't it?
It was, but I still love him because he just looked at his notebook no matter what.
Arma 2, Operation Arrowhead for PC. Alcatraz 2010 for PC. Puzzle Quest 2.
I was at Alcatraz.
Xbox Live Arcade. That's nice.
Thank you.
TNA Impact crossed the line for PSP. What the heck?
Is that Kurt Angle?
Yeah, well, TNA, you know.
Yeah. You used to love Kurt Angle. We were the last crowd to ever get to say, you suck, Adam.
That's right. I think this is like a port of the really old TNA game. I might be wrong.
PSP game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's a PSP port of that really, really old. I think it is. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. They go Harry Potter, Gears 1 through 4, also on PSP, DS. And Nancy Drew, Trail of the Twister.
That sounds interesting. What is that game?
It's probably just, you know, it's a crappy adventure game.
Let us inform the viewers.
What are you talking like that for?
I'm just trying to be a good host.
Shut up.
Don't not ever say that. You're going to get fixed on your own show.
No, don't fix me. All right, listen, thanks. Thank you very much, Nick. So we've reached the end. We did pretty good. Much, much more timely episode. We're rounding.
What are we at now? We're about an hour.
It's about an hour.
We're 2 hours shorter than last time.
Once we trim out some of this fat, yep, we'll be at an hour. So, cool. Good job. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find more of the Exploding Barrel podcast at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or at squadronofshame.com. Excuse me.
Do not burp on the microphone.
I did not burp, but I held it in. Okay. thanks for talking.
Thanks for having me again. Hope you guys like me.
Canada. Please like him.
Canada, I'm sorry. All I gotta say is, you're gonna have your Nickelback, I'll have my Metallica.
You hate Nickelback. That was another backhanded compliment. Anyways, you can follow us on twitter.com/explodingbarrel. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see
hang on. I'm gonna clear my Twitter. It's Fixer. FIXXXER. Oh, yeah, three X's there.
Three X's.
0720.
Alright, follow Fixer.
Hit me up.
Follow Fixer. Alright, thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.